Check them out on the web at airwaycdjr.com.
847 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. And it could turn out to be a very big week for Rockland County. Of course, Grace VanderWaal from Suffern won last night on America's Got Talent. And as John Flaherty knows, the Rockland Boulders are one win away, and it could be tonight for another Can-Am League Championship. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you? Good morning, Casey.
Hey.
It's so good to have you on here on the eve of what could be another Can-Am League Championship. You are a part owner of the Rockland Boulders, so you must be, like, over the moon here.
You know what I am, Mike. It's, again, an exciting time. We won the championship 2 years ago, so we're going for two out of three tonight. And, you know, this team has just played great baseball in the first round of the playoffs. They were down 0-2 right away, and they won three in a row to get through the first round. Now they won the first two in the final round, so everybody's exciting. Looks like it's a beautiful day here in Rockland, and hopefully we get a great crowd tonight out at the ballpark.
Yeah, and the weather looks great for the next couple of days. Now, will you get to address the team tonight?
I will not address the team. You know, we have a great manager, Jamie Keith, Casey, who really has done just an amazing job this year. We lost six of our starters from last year's team, and he's kind of got everything going in the right direction. So I will be at the game tonight as a fan, you know, rooting the team on. But I think Jamie, the manager, has them moving in the right direction. So they don't need a message from me. I probably can only screw it up at this point.
John Flaherty, of course, you mentioned the Boulders were down 0-2 in the best of five series earlier and came back to win three in a row. So if anybody knows about losing three in a row, or at least being in that position, would be the Boulders. So they got to put it away tonight, right?
No, they really do, and you know, they've been playing every day. They've been traveling back and forth to Canada, so I'm sure they're tired. I'm sure they're fatigued. But on the flip side of that, as a player, Mike, you know, you get excited. You get a chance to close out a championship tonight in front of your home crowd, which would be, you know, outstanding. If they don't get it done tonight, they have a few more opportunities. They have a game tomorrow night and on Saturday, so things are looking good, but as an athlete and a competitor, you want to make sure you close it out when you get that first opportunity.
Right, and you've been in this situation before, big game, big pressure. What's the best advice you ever got for a situation like this?
Well, I think the best advice I ever got was from Joe Torre, the manager of the Yankees, and you know, and you get into some World Series games and you feel like the moment becomes bigger than it really is, Casey, and you just have to remember that, you know, I was playing baseball at, you know, 8 years old in the West Nyack Little League, and you try to bring yourself back to the simplistic form of the game and just concentrate on your job and don't get overwhelmed by the moment. So, you know, the Boulders tonight, they know what's in front of them, but I think once they get back to the ballpark and they get out on the field, everything just kind of comes back to you, and it's a game you've been playing since you were a little kid, and hopefully they'll go out there and have a good game.
John Flaherty from the YES Network, former Yankee catcher, and of course a part owner of the Rockland Boulders. I noticed last night going into the America's Got Talent finale, they put up a picture of little Grace VanderWaal at your Palisades park with the Boulders. So she's very familiar with you, and you are very familiar with her. So maybe this is going to turn out to be like a stellar week for Rockland.
Well, I think so, Mike. And, you know, even from my times as a major league player, Rockland County always supported all the local guys. And I think it's no different from what we're seeing here with her and all her success and everything that the Boulders are doing. Rockland County is a special place. Everybody supports each other. So, you know, hopefully she'll get on a good run.
You know, it's funny, you started with the West Nyack Little League, and now everyone on the West Nyack Little League teams wants to meet Grace VanderWaal.
Yes, and I can understand why.
And everybody's going to want to meet this team from the Rockland Boulders. Did you see this coming? Because, you know, the team was not in first place all year or anything like that. Did you see this kind of a run coming where they could win the championship tonight?
I didn't, Mike. You know, like you mentioned, and I mentioned before, we lost so many players this year from last year's club, so it was a big turnover year, and I think that's why the manager, Jamie Keefe, really deserves so much credit. But, you know, like anything else, you know, playoff baseball is really about timing, and sometimes it's not the best team that wins a championship. It's a team that gets hot at the right time. The Boulders obviously started the playoffs a little slow, but have won five in a row, so they're a hot ball club right now. But you just can't really predict what's going to happen when you get to playoff baseball.
All right, we want you to predict, will the Yankees make the playoffs?
You know, I've been working a lot lately, and, you know, the fact that it's September 15th and we're talking about playoffs for this young team is something that's pretty incredible. So I'm not quite sure. I'm not going to predict that they're going to make it. I will predict that this team has a lot of fight in them. They got a lot of young guys who are trying to prove themselves. I think the young players have energized the veteran guys. And because of that, you know, we're still talking about it, which is great. They have a four-game series up in Boston, and, you know, that's one of the best rivalries in baseball, Red Sox-Yankees. So I guess to answer your question, Mike, I got to see what they do this weekend up in Boston, if they can go up there, maybe take 3 out of 4 or at least split and stay in the conversation, then I think they get a shot.
All right. Well, go Yankees, go Boulders. We'll be watching and cheering.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on, and, you know, hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark soon.
All right, RocklandBoulders.com has all the information on what could be the final game tonight. You might see John coming in with his family. They always attend, and it's going to be a great night either way, because if they don't win tonight, they got tomorrow night and Saturday night as a fallback. John, always a pleasure, and I got to embarrass him for just a second.
Oh, great.
I have said this to you before, and I've done it on Twitter. Watching the games when you're in the booth is just amazing. You are so inside. You've turned from a ball player to a broadcaster flawlessly, and you've only gotten better and better. You really do a remarkable job, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the phone.
No, it's true.
It really is true. You're really good at what you do.
Amazing.
No, thank you, guys. It's one of those things that it's been a nice transition for me, and, you know, whenever you're talking about the game that you love, obviously, you know, your passion's going to come out for it, so thank you for the kind words. I appreciate that, Mike.
All right, John Flaherty, all the best to you and the Boulders tonight.
Thank you very much. We'll see
all right.
you soon.
8:53 at 100.7 WHUD.
So true. You know what I can say about him as a broadcaster? He never bugs me.
No.
Right?
Exactly, right. He just is. Oh, and watching him and Cone the other night, when Gardner ended the game with the cat, it was just miraculous way they described
so
the action.
Good.
It was just good. Good stuff. He's great. John Flaherty, look for him tonight. RocklandBoulders.com has all the details for tickets, so go and enjoy and root on the team tonight.